In a community that has so much jazz, there needs to be a show that showcases that music and the people that make it. This is That Show. Welcome to Have You Heard, the Indianapolis edition. From funky, cool, straight ahead, innovative, beautiful, swinging, and everything in between, Indianapolis jazz has something to offer everybody. This podcast is dedicated to the jazz and jazz musicians that make Indianapolis the musical city that it is. Find the local jazz musicians you didn't know you loved right here on Have You Heard, the Indianapolis edition. Well, here you are, the first Have You Heard Indianapolis edition, a little bit of a different show. Mainly, this is going to be on our website, homepage, haveyouheardjazz.com. But tonight, we're going to play an episode here on the air, WICR. And you can listen to a bunch of our past shows at haveyouheardjazz.com. But I want to start focusing on Indianapolis musicians. In this time, we need as much exposure as they can get, and I want to try to help do that during the COVID-19 pandemic. So this is not the first one that's on our blog, but the first one that I did, and it is finally all prepared, ready to go with a new intro, new outro, and everything. And we're going to be talking to Gary Walters later, but we're going to listen to two of his tunes from his album, A Way Through. It's Marmalade Sky and Clean Edge of Change. It's Gary Walters tonight on Have You Heard Indianapolis Edition. Thank you. That was Marmalade Sky and Clean Edge of Change by Gary Walters from his beautiful album, A Way Through. And I was able to connect with Gary at a distance through the marvels of the technology. And we had a wonderful conversation, which we will listen to starting right now. All right. We are joined today by the one, the only, Mr. Dr. Sir Gary Walters. Gary, how are you?
I am fine, Mr. Dr. Professor Sir Richard Dole.
All right. Thank you. We got all of our accoutrements together.
Indeed. And we have our isolation chambers in order.
That's right. We are totally, completely isolated.
Yep.
And so, which is good. That's a good thing to be in. So how are you doing with the said isolation and the social distancing and everything? I mean, I know it's part of your nature anyway to be distant socially from many people, as it is mine, which is why we get along so well.
That's right. We hate people.
That's right. It's been the best 2 weeks of my life. I haven't really noticed much of a difference, but you know, I love it because there's even less people outside when I go for a walk.
I know. It's like, you can wander the streets and go, oh, cool, it's kind of dead and quiet.
That's right. So how have you been holding up? I mean, I'm sure it's affected you. First of all, let's tell our listeners who may not be completely fully versed with the goings on in the bouts of Gary Walters, what do you do? What are you doing with yourself most days before the lockdown happened?
Oh, yeah, before.
Yes.
Yeah. Prior to our COVID-19, I am a piano player. I've always been a piano player throughout my life, and been a professional one full-time since probably 1980-something. I forget. But, you know, like all of us in the freelancing world, I've been the piano player for other people's projects, stylistically, just covering all genres throughout the years, from funk to country to gospel to jazz. Very little in the classical world. I kind of abandoned my classical chop technique thing. Coming out of college, I enjoy it, but I keep it in the privacy of my own home so that people don't have to endure how bad I am at it.
Okay.
And you can't freelance across that into that genre very well. At least I couldn't. So.
But you play with ISO when they were up and running.
Well, yeah, it's good. Yeah, we kind of had I had a nice agreement with Sylvia Scott, who she would cover the classical side of things, and I would cover the jazz side of things, and we both greatly admired each other's skill sets in our respective areas. But I've still once in a while called upon to do the POPs programming, and there's one on the books in May. We'll see if it ends up coming about or not.
Right. Boy, I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope both for my sake and the orchestra's sake that they can come back for a little bit of the season before it's over with. But, you know, too soon to say.
Right.
I've always enjoyed my freelancing with them, and it's been it just varies year to year depending on repertoire as to whether I would be hired to be doing any of that stuff. And and for the last now more than 15 years, I have also been known as Carrie Newcomer's piano player. And Carrie is a singer-songwriter who is known across the country in that genre. So I travel with her. She plays guitar, sings. I play piano. So we do a lot of them as a duo. Occasionally, we've done things through the years with adding a couple folks. There's a version of it currently, once we get a chance to perform again, that bass player accompanies, as well as a fiddle player who also does background vocal work. And so we'll do four-member things occasionally.
Do you sing as well with her?
Just some backup vocals occasionally. Yeah. It's, you know, I don't have the high range, and Carrie's got a very low range, so her voice is right in my register, and most of her recordings you'll hear people, the work will be done above her with the occasional part right below, and so that's what I can cover. I can do the right below thing. Mm-hmm. But it's just out of a set in an evening's time, I might play, sing rather, four or five of them.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay.
So
yeah. How has our shutdown affected you? And I mean, I know, you're not working, or are you?
Yeah.
Are there things you can do?
I did my last year of teaching at Butler University effective last May 2019. And I'd been there for 19 years teaching jazz piano, and part of the small, it started with just myself and Mark Buscelli. Well, Mark was there prior to me. And then after Mark left, they got in Dr. Matt Pivick, who is a full-time faculty member there and has grown the program. And I know you have done some work with him as well. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, now he's got a bunch of adjunct folks who do some teaching. But anyway, I when I left after 19 years last May, I thought I would like to stop teaching for a minute. And so to answer your question as to what am I doing now, I'm not teaching. I've thought about resurrecting and offering my services via Skype or whatever to do some applied lessons. But so far I have not, which means I'm extremely unemployed.
not just unemployed, but extremely unemployed.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's work. Carrie is so in demand that there is work a year from now on my calendar. But because of the COVID thing, all of our March work was canceled, and now all of our April work has been canceled. And we'll see. We have a few things in May, whether we'll do them. Mm-hmm. And then we have some in June, and then again in the fall. So it's meant figuring out how to keep a good attitude about my lack of income and my lack of opportunities to play, because I assume, like you, there's a certain joy you get when you're able to get in front of an audience who appreciates what you're playing.
Right.
And with missing that piece of feedback, it's surprisingly frustrating or saddened at times, but
yeah, I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about, because it's at the same time when we are playing gigs a bunch, it's not like I'm doing this for the attention. I'm not doing it for the attention. I don't care if anybody hears me, or I don't care if if there's anybody in the audience or not. But we all know that that's the kind of attitude I guess I want to have, because I want to play at a certain level no matter what.
Right. Yes.
But then when there isn't an audience, like now when I'm just practicing at home or I'm doing whatever things I can do, it's like, man, I do really miss that feedback. And even if it's an anonymous feedback where there's a big audience and you're on stage with a lot of people, like with an orchestra.
Yeah.
You still like, man, that energy that a whole ensemble can create together. Or even a duo or a trio or a quartet is so different than whatever intensity you can get out of your practice room or practice.
Absolutely.
Time.
Yeah. And I mean, you even get energy from that audience. Again, even if it's a few people, there's a certain thing that comes back at you from them that you got, that feeds you and helps you to perform even better. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So I miss that. I've done a few just playing a tune and posting it on my Facebook page, just to keep myself engaged a little bit with people who know me, and also to give myself a chance to prep a tune and, you know, put it out there into the universe.
Right.
Yeah. And you get nice comments from those folks. That's kind of a form of feedback, but it lacks the immediacy that the live audience provides.
Right, yeah. Which is, I guess, just shows how self-centered us musicians are.
Well, you know, we got egos. They are fragile, but we do our best to massage them and ask them to be massaged by others.
That's right. Is that so wrong? Come on.
No. Doesn't everybody want to be loved somehow?
That's right. Yeah. I agree. I think that would might be a really good segue into a tune from your album, The Way Through. I'd like to drop in Energy of Hope here.
Oh, fun. Yeah,
because we're trying to keep this energy up. I mean, granted, we're only a couple weeks in. It looks like it's going to go for another 30 days, 31 days or whatever from the point of us recording this, and perhaps even further. So we need to keep up that energy of hope. And let's continue the conversation after this wonderful tune from Gary Walter's album, a solo piano album, The Way Through. This is Energy of Hope. Energy of Hope by Gary Walters, who just happens to be on the other end of this Skype call. You're listening to Have You Heard, the Indianapolis edition, where we talk to Indianapolis musicians and we ask them, hey, how's it going? What you doing? And other things, I'm sure. we've got through a couple of questions so far, Gary. So how are you doing? Okay, that was a beautiful tune, yeah. Energy of Hope.
Thank you.
And can you explain where that tune came from and like why that tune exists? Sure.
Well, yeah, with Carrie Newcomer, we work with an author named Parker Palmer. Parker is written a lot of material, but he founded the Courage and Renewal Center many years back, with a focus on helping teachers with just their general career paths and how to work on certain elements of it, and has written many, many books. But we did a he wrote a book called Healing the Heart of Democracy probably 6 years ago, I think it was. And that book was focused on, as the description suggests, how do we stop being so divided, which apparently it didn't work, or not enough people read the book. You know, it was one of those like, man, everybody in Congress should receive a copy of this at the time. Mm-hmm. But anyway, back to non-political statements. Parker and Carrie and I then put together a spoken word and music program based around certain parts of that book. So Parker would read a segment, Carrie would perform a song that reflected something that was, that matched that point in the reading. And there's a moment in the program where we needed a transition from one part of it to another, and they asked me if I would write a song that would be, you know, a little bit in the instrumental sense of it being upbeat or positive. Mm-hmm. And so Energy of Hope was born out of that project.
Yeah. I like those two terms together, energy and hope, because
yeah,
sometimes hope is ridiculed almost, or it's seen as this little, you know, do-gooders wishing for this or that, and it's a, but there's, with hope there, it's not just well, gosh, I hope this happens, but if you have the energy of hope, you're going to actually put energy and work and some elbow grease behind some things to create that future that you're looking for. And hope always is always looking into the future, right?
Yeah.
You can't, gosh, I hope that test I took 10 years ago comes out negative or whatever. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, no, you can't change
exactly
the past.
Right. In fact,
you know what I'm trying to say.
Your intuition is, it's as if you had been at the program, because it's exactly the notion. It's like hope takes more than just wishful thinking, and it's not just Pollyannish. And,
right.
You know, you have to kind of dedicate yourself to whatever that hope is you have and mm-hmm. put energy into it. So,
right.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I like that very much. That's, you know, these days we need, and it's just not, and I think we need the type of energy that is not just waiting for something to happen, but being assertive. Even if it means, this is such a weird place that we're in right now, because we're being very assertive to do nothing so that we don't spread any of this disease inadvertently.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think if I went out and I had this and I didn't know it and I gave it to somebody somehow, I would feel terrible, especially now knowing that it could have been prevented. But the hope of that, when all this lifts, we're going to hit the ground running, and we're going to keep doing these things for the future, so that when the future arrives, we're not just, you know, oh, now I'll get busy doing stuff.
Yes.
Like I appreciate all of that, and I love that tune. That should be That should be our theme song for every day. So
yay.
Yeah. Well, Gary, you are also sitting at your piano. This is a Skype call, so I can see you. Yep. Still see you. I can still see you.
I'm sorry.
Would you, not as sorry as I am. But I'm kidding. Come on. You're a beautiful man, Gary.
Oh, honey. So are you.
Yeah. All right. We'll continue this line of questioning later. Would you like to play something for us? I don't want to put you on the spot, but...
I actually thought about this. There's this old Miles Davis tune called Fran Dance, named for his wife at that time.
Right.
But I used to do this tune with Chuck Carter.
Oh,
and yeah. Chuck was a special guy in this community that so many of us have warm, fuzzy back stories about, and quite the character. But anyway, I just thought if that's okay, I'll kind of do a quick version of Fran Dance. And the story goes that actually Miles was in down south in Texas on tour and heard, I think they went into one of those country western at that time places, and he heard this little tune called Put Your Little Foot Out, and it's actually a 3/4, what do they call those Texas waltzes or whatever it is. Anyway, so in true Miles fashion, he kind of heard that melody line and said, I like that. I think I'll just borrow it. And then he created his own tune called it Fran Dance afterwards. So, and he put it into 4/4 instead of 3/4. So,
there you go.
And for those musical listeners at home, it's unique in that it's A-A-B-A-B form.
Which A-A-B-A-B-A.
Yeah. So five sections. Yeah. And it makes a great trick when you're soloing on it and to go, wait, am I on the second B or the first B? So,
all right, we'll be counting along.
Are you ready for me?
We are ready, Gary Walters.
All righty then. Fran Dance it is. Thank you.
live from Gary Walter's home. That was Fran Dance. Thank you, Gary, for tickling those ivories.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
That was so nice, man.
Cool.
I don't know if I've ever had a live performance on the show before.
Wow.
I may
We're breaking
have.
All sorts of new ground, aren't we?
Yeah, barriers coming down.
Yeah.
So what kind of things can you say to people who may be frustrated, you know, being at home, there's some uncertainty about the future? What kind of things are you doing and thinking about to keep your spirits up and to not spiral down? I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah. You know, of course, everyone copes differently. Hopefully everyone looks at the ways that they, before this ever happened, the ways that they may have done things that allowed them to escape from whatever their stresses were, and continue those. Like, you know, I can't go to the gym, but I'm doing the best I can with what equipment I have here at home to try to create a moment where I exercise, so that, you know, so that physically I'm not ignoring my physical self, because that can impact your mental health as well.
Sure.
And so if you're a person who does yoga or does other types of exercise, and you can find a resource for that online to, you know, because a lot of folks like that class idea where somebody leads them through it. And so if they find ways to do that, that's great. Those who feel that religion is their best way to help themselves through crises of whatever type, even though they may not be able to be in communion at a church facility, you know, they have, you got to reach out to your online friends. And many churches I know are doing Sunday morning services, remote services. So making use of that. Thank goodness we're getting into some spring weather where we can at least get out and be in nature. You know, as that's one of the, I don't think irony is quite the right word for it, but it's just interesting that here we have this dreadful virus that is spreading across the country, and people are trying to deal with it in whatever they can. And yet we look out our windows here in the Midwest and the generally across the northern part of the country and see all these signs of spring, which are, you know, through the history of arts have always been thought of as indicators of hope and rebirth and new and all those wonderful metaphors and analogies and symbols for the beginnings of a new year, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, pausing and staring at the daffodils and the crocuses, et cetera, I think that, you know, make sure you do that. I think that helps.
You just don't need to smell the roses, not just the roses. You can smell all types of flowers.
That's right. And we see our little trees blossoming out with the red buds and the dogwoods and all those kind of fun little ornamentals that are starting to sprout. And, you know, that to me is a sign of hope. It's not going to eliminate a virus. It's not going to change the challenge we have with that virus. But, you know, mentally, I think, oh, cool. Start of a new growing season.
Yeah. Well, Gary Walter's always looking for the way through. Maybe we should play that tune now.
Well, sure.
Yeah, it's a beautiful tune from his album, The Way Through. Gary Walter's. The Way Through by Gary Walters from the album The Way Through, way back in olden times, 2017. We could hug people. And Gary, I would hug you right now if I could, but I can't, so I won't.
Gotcha. Same to me. I would do the same for you.
Okay.
Hug you.
All right. I mean, you have some nice elbows, and I would bump them, but yeah. I think it's the human contact that, you know, a lot of us are going to be missing. So
yeah.
Give us a schedule. What are you doing? What's your daily schedule, and what's your what are you doing? What things are you doing to cope as our quarantine gets longer and longer and longer, where that light at the end of the tunnel is getting now a pinprick of light? It's there, but, you know, what kind of things are you're looking out the window a lot, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, some. Do some window watching, and because I look out those windows a lot, I think, boy, I really need to wash those. So that's on my list at some point. But you know, when we were first, they were first starting this whole quarantine process, I'm sure you were in the same situation. I was in the midst of working on taxes so I could get them off to my accountant and get those filed. And so even though there's an extension, that's on my to-do list. I still want to go ahead and get them done, just because, you know, it's like anything you don't want to do. If you can just get it over with, then you don't have to think about it anymore.
That's true.
So it really has no bearing on helping me cope, except keeping me busy so I can't think about other things.
I get more
time for just practicing. And I'm trying to do that, more frequently. Part of this quarantine, and this gives you this weird time stretch where, on the one hand, you have more time, but it feels like it's more malleable, I guess. And so, you know, I could practice for a little while in the morning, say, and I could come back to it in the afternoon if I wanted to. And if there's not a lot of things on my schedule, then I have that freedom to do more of it. I've had a couple of things I've been trying to work on writing-wise that I look at this situation and think, well, if you're confined to the home, you know, you've got no good excuse. You should get back and work on that stuff. And so I'm trying to do that a little more conscientiously. And getting the dog out for a walk is good. And said the weather warming up means I can get on a bike at some point, maybe, and get a little bicycle time in. We've got things around the house that my wife Laura and I talk about, wishing we had time to organize, and perhaps now we have that time as well. You know?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we've got a very organized list.
Yeah.
That needs to be organized around here for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we definitely have a lot of time on our hands, and I don't want anybody out there listening, and I don't want you, Gary, to get too distraught if you don't get something done. It's okay.
Right. That's the thing.
Just
that's that part about where the time thing is like a little more malleable. Like, I didn't get to it, and yet I don't really have an obligation tomorrow. So I guess it can be tomorrow that I do that.
That's right. Very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Gary, I've really enjoyed talking with you and hearing you play. That was very special. I know everybody that just listened to that is going to thoroughly enjoy it.
Oh, fun.
And just for the sake of argument, let's say people are interested in purchasing that their recording that we played the way through. We're going to end with one more tune from it. But how can people go about finding out more about what you're doing and all your great records that you have out?
Well, they can go to my website, Gary Walters Piano, all one word, GaryWaltersPiano.com, and at least find where find the recordings. Now, I never have gotten around to doing a calendar on that site, but you know, there's no need for one right now anymore.
Yeah.
So perhaps that'll be on my to-do list also.
There you go. But,
you
know,
but they go there.
If you're going to do a calendar, you got to keep up on it. Otherwise, it looks bad, you know.
It does. Yeah. And it's kind of, as you know, in this freelance world, it's sometimes awkward because you might put up the person that you're working for on that particular date and rather than your own name. But anyway, that's not the problem. It's just, again, that time and the other ways you can find out. So, and then, of course, my CDs are also available through all the usual sources of iTunes and not iTunes now, is it? It's Apple Music now and Amazon, and CD Baby is where I first produced them got them replicated. So
nice.
Sources like that.
GaryWaltersPiano.com. Gary, thank you so much for talking with me today. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I would love to end our conversation with your tune from the way through, or a tune from the way through, entitled Peace.
Horace Silver. Yay. Yeah.
I love this tune. And I love working with you, playing with you, and I hope that when this is all over, we get to at least get together to play some tunes in your house or my basement or whatever.
Love to.
Just something. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Gary Walters, have a beautiful day, week, month, and quarantine well, my friend.
You do the same, Rich.
Here it is, from the way through, performed by Gary Walters. This is Peace. Thank you. Have You Heard? Indie Edition is written, researched, recorded, and produced in the home studios of Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer. For more information about the people and music you just heard, please go to haveyouheardjazz.com, find us on Facebook at Have You Heard Jazz, or email us directly at hyhjazz@gmail.com. And check back often to find the music you didn't know you loved.